Thank you.
Of course. All right, Rabbi Yossi, let's begin. So I want to share with you a beautiful insight in Parshas Achrimos. So actually, we're going to go a little bit out of order on the sheet, but I lettered the paragraphs. So remember again, the beginning of Achrimos speaks about the Avoda of Yom Kippur. So the part we're going to focus on over here, which to me has always represented one of the most enigmatic sections of the Yom Kippur service, this idea of the Shtei Asi'irim. Right? Remember again, the Kohen takes two goats, he lines them up side by side, and he draws lots. One of the goats is offered up as a carbon, La'ashem, and one of the goats, La'azazel, thrown off a cliff in the middle of the wilderness. Amazingly enough, in my last trip to Eretz Yisrael, we actually went to Har Azazel, which is actually incredible, incredible to see, quite beautiful. So he went ahead, so that's the Kohen would do. He would go ahead and he would draw lots. He would draw lots. And so there's an incredible amount of symbolism in general in terms of like, what is the meaning of this avoda? First of all, lotteries. Why do we have lotteries on Yom Kippur? What's the pshat? So the Rebbe here says, he provides, the reason you'll see why I'm drawn to this is because the Rebbe gives two insights into this concept of the lotteries for the goats. And as you're going to see in just a moment, the two insights are almost polar opposites. So take a look at paragraph A. This is amazing. V'nasan Aaron al shnei asirim goralos, goral achat laHashem v'goral achat laAzazel. Aaron will draw lots on the two goats, one lot for Hashem, offered up as a carbon, and one lot laAzazel, thrown off the cliff. Right, Rabbi Nachman. Alma do'asi hu kula tov, kula echad, ve'in sham shum ra klal. So Rabbi Nachman says, the world to come is absolute good, total good, and there is nothing negative, there is nothing evil in the world to come. Paragraph B. Ulemato misham mispardon l'shnei goralos. That's true in Shamayim, right? In the celestial sphere, in Gan Eden, Olam Haba, Bayakudish Baruch Hu, everything is good. There's no such thing as evil, there's no tension, everything is tov. But here's the amazing part. Once you come out of the celestial sphere and you come into this world, misham mispardon l'shnei goralos. In this world, again, you have two options. Goral echad la'ashem, v'goral echad la'azazel. Whereas in Shamayim, there's only one state of being, which is good. In this world, there are two states of being. Or as we're going to see, there are two states, literally two lotteries. One is la'ashem, one is life devoted to good, and one is la'azazel, negativity. Shezeh b'chinas koach ha'bechira. Sheyesh koach biyant kol echad livchar liatzmo korada vechelko. But we'll say, listen to what Rabbi Nachman says, and this is absolutely amazing. I was actually gonna, when I saw this, I was gonna say, okay, I'm gonna say this for Yom Kippur. And then I said, it's too good. It's too good. I don't know what's gonna happen between now and Yom Kippur, so I'm gonna have to share it now. But we'll say, listen to this. Did Rabbi, you know what the symbolism is? Imagine a scene. Everyone is standing there as the Kohen Gadol has the two goats. He draws the lot, one la'ashem, one la'azazel. What's the message? The message in life is that ultimately, again, there are two possibilities that you choose for yourself. Are you going to be la'ashem? Are you going to live a life of holiness, a life of goodness? Or la'azazel? Are you going to go in a different direction? And I will say, which direction you go in life is your choice. It is your choice. You see, in this circumstance, the Rebbe understands, we normally look at the goral as what? As happenstance, as a lottery. The Rebbe says what the goral represents, even though you're right, it's chosen by lottery, it's chosen by chance, but ultimately, again, each sheep represents a different direction in life. Do you want to go la'Hashem, or do you want to go la'Azazel? Do you want to make the right choices and lead a meaningful and productive life, or do you want to waste away in the wilderness, making nothing of yourself, making nothing of your life? See, Rabbi said, and what's the message? The message is, it's a choice. It's a choice. It's a choice we make. You see, what the Rebbe is saying over here is, on the holiest day of the year, the Kohen Gadol is telling us something dramatically amazing. Don't be a victim of circumstance. In life, the life that you have is because of the decisions you make. And if you feel you made bad decisions, which we all inevitably do, make different ones going forward. But never go ahead and play the role of the victim in your life. If things don't go well, don't look for a scapegoat, right? Don't look for someone to pin it on. Don't look ultimately for some excuse. Life didn't go well? often it's just because he made some bad choices. Yes, there are times where things don't work out well, not because of bad choices I made, but because of circumstances beyond my control. But even then, take ownership over your circumstances and choose better next time. Says the Rebbe Yosef, he goes on, it's incredible. Akin, tzrichim lishmar ma'odes hazikaron, shula'ad bekam achshavta ba'alma da'asi. Kilamata bebechinas hayomim, bechinas olam azeh, paragraph C. Kashav ma'od v'kaved ala adam livchar begaral hatov. But says the Rebbe, we make it sound very simple. Life is all about making good choices. Yosef, there's not one of us who's going to disagree with that. But we also all know the incredible challenge of making good choices. And we'll say, you know, it's not just the challenge of making good choices. What's the challenge? The challenge is making sustained good choices, right? Because all of us can make good choices in a one-off thing. Day after day, I have to make decisions. Day after day, I have to make choices. And my obligation is to make the right choices, the right decisions, day after day. And says the Rebbe, that's really hard. That's a really difficult avoda. V'kavi dala adam, it's heavy on me. Livchar begar latov, to always make the right choice. Machmas sheshnei hadrachim nisunim lefanov, because there are two paths in front of me. V'gam efshar lit os lefamim chas v'shalom lahamir tov bira v'rabitov. And I both say it's further complicated. Why? Because sometimes in life we don't have clarity as to what's good and what's bad. You see, I'm going to say, so sometimes I know what's good and what's bad. But you know, the most difficult moments in life is when I'm not really sure. And I'm going to say, it's my sin b'chol yom. Many of us exist with those situations every single day. How many times in life do we do something, we convince ourselves that it's good and it's really bad? Right? We do this all the time to ourselves. Or how many times we think something might not, you know, it's difficult sometimes to be mavchin, the tov mira. To identify what's good, what's bad, what's kosher, what's treif, what's tummy, what's tahar, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. Because we have incredible ways of justifying a variety of things to ourselves. So says the Rebbe, this is the meaning of the avoda of the Shtei HaSeirim. The Kohen Gadol goes ahead and puts those two goats there. And he draws the lot. He draws the lottery. And what happens? One of them represents lot, or not represents, one of them is Lashem. One of them is going to be offered up on the altar, which is considered to be the epitome of Kiddusha. And the other is going to be taken to a wasteland, thrown off a cliff. What's the message? The message is every single day in your life, you have to choose. Are you Lashem or are you Lazazel? And I will say, this is not just true about religiosity or spirituality. What the Rebbe is saying over here, and we speak about this often, in life, there's no, the only place you're going to find something pariv is in your kitchen. Right? There's no pariv in life. Every decision you make, you have to look. See, you know how like when you're young, and you know you're going to have fleishiks. And you know, remember when you're young, like the anxiety you think to yourself, but you know, there's ice cream in the freezer, right? If I eat fleishiks, right? You only have to eat like 6 hours, right? 7 hours, you know, at least, right? Right. So what happens? So you know, like that anxiety, because you realize that what one bite of fleish, you know, one little bite of the hamburger, and mom was like, my destiny is sealed for 6 hours. And remember, as a kid. You know, as a kid, when you don't really appreciate meat as much, right? But as a kid, you agonize over, like, is it worth it? Is it not worth it? What kind of ice cream is it? Is it kedai? Can I have something on the ice cream? Is there a part of dessert? Maybe I could. And mamish, like, is drishas v'chakiras? Should I eat the fleishiks or not? I will say, the truth is, you know what the problem is? As adults, we lose that drishas v'chakira. Because everything in life is a decision we make. And everything in life, and here's the amazing part. In every decision, you're either milkshakes or fleishiks.
Flavor from Bennett, Jerry's burger.
It could very burger. It could very well be Bennett. It's yours. You could keep the royalties from that, right? So every single decision you make in life ultimately is milkshakes or fleishiks. Every decision you make in life is either La Hashem or La Azazel. You see, we justify a lot of the things we do in life by telling ourselves that there is a kind of like a parav effect. Okay, this thing, it's not good and it's not bad, right? It's not tame and it's not tar. It's not kosher and it's not treif. It's just parav. So this act, this thing, it doesn't move the needle on my life. And ultimately, again, says the Rebbe, It's fundamentally untrue. Those two goats represent the idea that every single decision I make in life falls into one of two categories. It is either La Hashem or it is La Azazel. Those are the choices in life. And the message of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur, choose wisely. Choose wisely. You own your destiny. You own your life. Who you are, what you become, the personality you forge, the life you lead, those are based on the decisions you make. You could try to blame anyone and everyone around you, but at the end of the day, the buck of your life stops with you. That's message number one of the Rebbe. Every single decision is one of those two goats, either La Hashem or La Azazel. Choose wisely. But look what he then goes on. Go to paragraph D. Then the Rebbe says something dramatically different. And you're going to see almost the opposite. Al Shnei Asirim Goralos, writes Rabbi Nachman, Lepamim, Miskabrim Ha'avonos Kol Kach, Ad Shi Efshar B'Shum Ofen Loses Eitu B'Nafsho. You know, I'll say sometimes in life a person gets so lost that they don't know how to find their way back. Right? A person gets so lost, I'm so buried by stuff, that I don't even know where to start. You know, so we all have moments like that where you just feel so profoundly overwhelmed. I know that I have to do stuff. I don't mean tasks. I mean like, well, I mean this happens, I guess, with tasks. Also like life stuff. I know that I have to do so much work, so much avoda. But to be honest, I don't even know where I'm supposed to start. I don't even know where to begin. Ki atzoso chalukamod, ukimo shetzak David, ad ana ashis etzos benafshi. V'az, so even David HaMelech said, Ribon Shalom, I don't even know where to start. I don't even know where to start. There's so much I have to do, so much I have to accomplish, so much I want to be. I don't even know what step one is. I don't even know what step one is. So what do you do in that moment? V'az zehu ba'atzmo ikra itza, says Rebbe, sometimes this in and of itself is the itza. What does this mean? Litzok la'ashem yisbarach, ad ana ashis itzos benafshi. Ula hashlich kol yohavo al Hashem yisparach, belismoch alav yisparach levad. And I will say, sometimes what you have to say is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I do not know where to start. I do not know what to do. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what I'm doing is, I'm casting my burden onto you. I'm saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to help me navigate out of this, because I do not know what to do with this circumstance. I do not know how to navigate. I do not know what decisions to make. V'zekimo b'chinas goro. So I'll say, this is amazing. Sometimes, you're going to see why these are polar opposite ideas. Sometimes when you're overwhelmed, you know what you have to do? You know what you have to do? Yield control. Yield control. Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not in control. I'm in your hands. Help me find the way. Incredible, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes when you feel out of control, is dafka the time to give up the illusion of control and yield the reins to God. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're in control. Help me figure this out. V'zeu k'mo b'chinas goral. What does this sound like? This sounds like a lottery. They will say, what happens? Why does a person do a lottery? When do people do lotteries? Right? When they don't know. I don't know. Right? I don't know what to do. So we kind of just put all the lots in a hat, and I think, well, choose one. And so fate will decide it. A lottery represents, I don't know what to do. Yoshua comes into Eretz Yisrael. Every single tribe is supposed to get a portion in Eretz Yisrael. Yoshua doesn't know who should get what. So what do? They do a lottery. They do a lottery. Well, what does it mean doing a lottery? That was just happenstance? That was just chance? No, what Yoshua was saying is, I don't know what to do. I have no idea how to figure this out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm casting it onto you. I'm casting it onto you. It's yours. It's yours, Ribono Shel Olam. You take care of it. Because sometimes when you don't know what to do, Rabbi will say, instead of kind of spinning your wheels in the mud, you give up the reins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am not in control. You are in control. Help me navigate these tumultuous waters. V'zekimo b'chinas goral shemashlich atzaso ala Hashem yisparach. This is a lottery. A lottery is I give it all to God. She'yitze goral ma'Hashem yisparach b'chinas ato tomich gorali. And say, Hashem Baruch Hu, whatever you want to happen is what is going to happen. I'm giving up the illusion of control, I'm giving up the possibility of control, and I'm handing everything over to you, in your hands. Uksiv b'chek yutal ha-sagora, paragraph E, v'zeh b'chnei ha-sagora shom kippur, listen to this, watch this, says the Rebbe, this is the meaning of the lottery of Yom Kippur. Shemachmas ribui avono shakol ha-shana she'ot zrichon lezvados, az ala so'ir la'azazel, machmazeh ha-yakash levara ha-emes, izel Hashem, ve'izel ha-azazel k'may degon. People say, you know what? Sometimes over the course of the year, we become so compromised, that I don't even know which direction is Lashem and which direction is La'azazel. Sometimes I become so compromised that I can't even tell right from wrong. What do you do in those circumstances? You do a goral. You do a lottery. What's the message of the lottery? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I give up. I yield to you. And I give over everything, including my decision-making abilities, over to you. Help me figure this out. That's the goral Abba say. I don't know what to do, and therefore I feel overwhelmed. I don't know which way is Lashem, which way is Azazel, which way is to the altar, which way is to the wilderness. And say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goral. It's all for you. It's all for you. Machmazeh ha-yakash ha-levar ha-emes, izel Hashem ve-izel Azazel, kima yedei ha-goral, ve-al yedei zeh, deika nispar ha-itza mitis. And sometimes something amazing occurs. When you're willing to give up control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's when you experience dramatic moments of clarity. Isn't that incredible? That sometimes when I don't know what to do, and I yield the reins to the Ribono Shel Olam, and I say, God, I don't know what's going on over here. I don't know what to do. I'm giving it to you. In that moment, what happens when you do the goral? You pick one. One is Lashem. One is La'azazel. Suddenly, everything becomes clarified. So also, if we put these two together, I just want to point out how Rabbi Nachman is saying two polar opposite ideas based on the same Joshua, but they're not really polar opposites. They're different ideas for different stages. On one hand, the Rebbe said that you have to go ahead and sometimes yield control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribono Shel Olam, you're in control. It's the goral. I'm putting all the lots in your hand. You'll pick what's Lashem. You'll pick what's La'azazel. I give up control. And I will say, it's scary for most of us to give up control. But what the Rebbe is pointing out over here is something amazing. When you're willing to acknowledge that you're not in control, and you're willing to give up the reins to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then something amazing happens, which is clarity. Suddenly again, right, just a moment ago before the goral, I look at the two sheep and I say to myself, what? I don't know which one is which. And then a moment later, when I give up my control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I draw the lots, I let God decide. Suddenly, absolute crystal clarity. It's clear which one is Lashem. It's clear which one lies. I will say, sometimes you have to have the courage to give up the control and to hand it over to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and let Him run His world. And when you give up that control, you will be surprised how much more you understand and how much more clarity you possess. But, lest you think that this means you shouldn't try at all, second Pshat of Rabbi Nachman, which was the first one we learned, that what ultimately does the goral represent? The two goats represent what? The choices we have in life. It's true. Sometimes you have to yield your control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's true. Sometimes you have to give up. You have to just put the lots in the box and let HaKadosh Baruch Hu decide what's going to be what. But lest you think that that absolves you from making the right decisions in life, no, no, no. In front of each of us, every moment of the day, there are two goats. One is La'ashem and one is La'azazel. And every decision we make points us in one direction or another. Every decision we make either brings us closer to the altar of the Ribono Shel Olam, to the Mizbeach, or brings us closer, unfortunately, to the nomadic wasteland of Azazel. This is the incredible dialectic within Yiddishkeit. On one hand, know when to be decisive, make the decisions, recognize that everything in life is a decision, La'ashem or La'azazel. But there are times in life where even after the decision-making, I still lack clarity. In those moments, put the lot into the basket, yield your control to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Let HaKadosh Baruch Hu run his world, and you will be blessed with magnificent life clarity. Shkoyach. Incredible, no? Now it's life changing.
But that is the clarity, though. The clarity of knowing that putting your faith and your faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands.
100%. And by the way, I think even more, that's also a decision.
Right.
Meaning, mm-hmm. You see, it's not a lack of decision.
No.
That's a decision.
Correct.
So meaning, in and of itself, really, really, if you want to be, that it's all one vart.
No.
And it's all one vart, is that everything in life is a choice of La Hashem or La Azaza. Sometimes the choice La Hashem is an active, dynamic choice. Sometimes the choice La Hashem is, I give it all to
isn't
you.
Isn't the fallacy that we think it's our choice?
Correct. Well,
it doesn't Rabbona Shalom, we get guided anyway.
So I'll tell you like this. I don't know. I don't think it's not a fallacy that it's our choice. It is our choice. The fallacy is that we control the results.
The outcome.
That's where man makes a mistake. No, the choice is actually the gift that God gives us. That's Bechira Chavshis. I have the choice I have, and that's the power of life. And that's what the Rebbe is saying. You absolutely have choice. Those two goats are in front of you every moment of every single day. You don't control the outcome of your choices. And the beauty of that is, God doesn't hold me accountable for results. He holds me accountable for effort. Right? All I'm obligated is to put in the ishtadlus. I'm not obligated. Isn't that, if you think about it, the dramatic difference between our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and any other relationship? You know, which is like, if you go to work and you tell your employer, listen, I know I haven't been here, but I've been trying really hard. When I'm here, you tell your wife, you know what? I know I'm not so nice to you, but I'm trying. Listen, your wife's going to say, take a hike, right? Your employer's going to say, take a hike, right? There's only because why? Because in human relationships, effort is not enough. You require results. That is what is unique about the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not governed by results.
Well, the other thing is, whatever path you do take, there's always a path back.
Correct. Correct. You can always engage in course correct.
Maybe not personal relationships here. But there is with Hashem. There's always a Shkoyach.
Exactly. Shkoyach will say. Shkoyach.
Very sort of said it with his hand, but after you give over power to Hashem, and then you take the whichever he gives.